Penguin Random House Audio presents The Job, a Fox and O'Hare novel by Janet Ivanovich and Lee Goldberg, read for you by Scott Brick. Chapter 1. FBI Special Agent Kate O'Hare slouched back in her tan leather executive office chair, looked across her desk, and surveyed the lobby of the Tarzana branch of California Metro Bank. The desk actually belonged to the assistant manager. Kate was occupying it because she was waiting for the bank to get robbed. She'd been waiting 4 days, and she was wishing it would happen soon because she was going gonzo with boredom. The boredom vanished, and her posture improved when two businessmen wearing impeccably tailored suits walked through the bank's double glass doors. One of the men wore Ray-Bans and had a Louis Vuitton backpack slung over his shoulder. The other man was stylishly unshaven and had a raincoat draped casually over his right arm. It hadn't rained in L.A. in 2 months, and no rain was expected, so Kate figured these might be the guys she'd been waiting to arrest, and that one of them wasn't all that good at hiding a weapon. The man wearing the Ray-Bans went directly into the manager's glass-walled office. The man with the raincoat approached Kate's desk and sat down across from her. His gaze immediately went to her chest, which was entirely understandable, as she was wearing a push-up bra under her Ann Taylor pantsuit that made her breasts burst out of her open blouse like poppin' fresh dough. This wasn't a favored look for Kate, but she was the job, and if it took cleavage to capture some slime ball, then she was all about it. "May I help you, sir?" Kate asked. "Call me Slick," the man said.